So we were doing this Schultz's. So the way we came out yesterday, we had four different versions, but they were all somewhat similar, is that we were saying that the Schultz's holds that your own learning has a maida gadol tamach maybe de maisa, but for whatever reason, somebody else's learning, the gabi you, does not have the maida maybe de maisa, right? One shot was, I think, like the quantum shot, even the gabi themselves, even the gabi the other people, you might not have maybe de maisa because we don't know if they're going to apply it. But even the other child they were saying is even if they will have maybe de maisa, but that doesn't affect you. They're maybe de maisa, not your maybe de maisa. So therefore, the Schultz holds that's without the svara of maybe de maisa, so Talmud Torah is less than kiyum. The Torah is less than kiyum without the svara of maybe de maisa. And that's how we were saying yesterday. It's not so poshut because, just for the record, I know the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and we mentioned a shaila. What does it mean maybe de maisa? Is maybe de maisa only because you learn halacha? Or is it because of Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Taritavit? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, for example, says clearly that it's only if you learn things that are nogei at halacha. So that comes out that by a regular learning, you don't have nogei at a gadol Talmud, shemei b'day maisa. So does that mean that we don't say Talmud, that learning Talmud Tari Kedeket Kulam? So at least Shulchan Harav says, and that's not Mistavra, and he says that there is two different levels. There's Talmud Torah Keneged is greater, one mitzvah Talmud Torah is greater than one mitzvah of any other mitzvah, and one mitzvah Talmud Torah is greater than all the other mitzvahs combined together. So he says, Gadol Talmud maybe today Ma'isa makes Talmud Torah greater than all the mitzvahs together. But even without maybe today Ma'isa, Talmud Torah is greater than any other mitzvah. Because
double machlokis then, in between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, meaning?
I don't know. This is what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. He says he brings it in, because I mean, I hear his hechrof. Because I don't know, I don't have the key. I mean, I'm just trying to apply it here before I get through uptime. I'm trying, but you know, here is Hechbel. He learns maybe they might say Kipshuto. So you're not gonna, it's very hard to say that your own learning, when you learn the sugya that's not no gayan halacha, it's time, we don't say that there is a, that Talmud Torah is better than any other mitzvah. We always say Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. The Rambam's lashon is einocha mitzvah that shakol kenege Talmud Torah. So he says this split the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, I don't know where what about Tarfon? Okay, I don't know. I hear, but anyway, I was saying it over here. It's a little shver also because the way we're explaining the Shultas, where we said yesterday, is the Shulta's main point was that when you teach someone else, you really do have Talmud Torah, obviously, because you have either your own learning, that's what Rafi said, or you have the Yitzchus and the other person's learning. And therefore, but the reason why it's not equal to Kiyim is because you're missing the component of maybe the day Maisa. But according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says the Farish that even if you're missing maybe the day Maisa, you're still greater than any other mitzvah. So it would be, in other words, Why would Rabbi Yochanan put on tefillin before he learned? I know that that's not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. If the way, and it could be he learned differently than we learned in the Shultis, but the way we learned the Shultis doesn't jive with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Right?
I didn't follow. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. I'm giving you an excuse to repeat it over. Rabbi Yochanan went ahead and put on tefillin first before he taught Torah. Mara's question is, why did Rabbi Yochanan do that? He should have taught Torah first because Torah is Gadol. So the Gemara is answering, when do we say it's Gadol? That's only your own learning and not someone else's learning. So the implication is that tefillin is Gadol than teaching someone else. Now, why is that? So we yesterday, the Shulchan doesn't explain clearly his svara. We yesterday were medayik in the Shulchan Lashon that the svara is because you don't buy when you teach someone else, you don't have the svara, maybe the day ma'isa. That's what we medayik in the Lashon. I thought that was a very good diak. But that means that you do have the concept of learning Torah. You are learning Torah when you teach someone else, either because, like Rafi said, you're learning yourself, and also because you're being geirim. The other people's learning, and that's a direct grammar. You only don't have the maybe the demise of the other people for whatever svaras that we were saying yesterday, different svaras that we had.
Just to point out, no one has stated that the mila of the fact that you've gotten other people to learn. So I hear the ha'ara, but certainly as far as the etzem, we haven't heard anybody make that.
I don't know. So that's what we were learning yesterday, that there is a learning component. It's just minus the maybe the day ma'isa. So that would mean the chlere kipshuto that the shultas holds that when you have a Talmud Torah minus maybe the day ma'isa, it's not as big as a mitzvah as tefillin. Because here, Rabbi Yochanan had a choice between putting on tefillin and teaching. Teaching is a Talmud Torah minus maybe the day ma'isa. And he went ahead and he chose tefillin. So that's beferish, if this is right shot in the shultas, that's beferish against the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I should have sent it to you, I'm sorry. I didn't do it, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, because he has this shita that it's only maybe the day ma'isa. It's no gera ma'isa. So he's bothered by the problem. So that means half of our learning, you don't have the ma'ida, no gera, maybe they ma'isa. So you're going to downplay our learning. Even he agrees that learning is, in a certain sense, I don't know if the chazal man can make a kudam, but it's better than any other mitzvah. So he makes this compromise. He says that when you don't have maybe the day ma'isa, it's still inherently greater than any other individual mitzvah. But when it's maybe the day ma'isa, it gets a ma'ila that it's salatari kineged kulam, which means even if you add them together. So, but he clearly says that even without maybe the day ma'isa, salatari would be greater than any one mitzvah. So without maybe the day ma'isa, it would be greater than tefillin. So then it would be shver, and it's the way we understood the shultas. Why did the Rabbi Yochanan put on tefillin? He said they should go ahead and teach Torah. Teaching Torah is a greater mitzvah than tefillin.
Again, just in Cheshbon and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right, it comes out that if you have a mitzvah which is efshar la'asosai de'achir, but you're not being osik in Torah, which is maybe the ma'isa, you should do the ma'isa, correct? That's when Cheshbon comes out like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav.
Yeah, what?
If you're being osik in Torah, which is not maybe the ma'isa, correct? And you have a mitzvah, which is efshar la'asosai de'achirim, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the halacha would be that you have to do the ma'isa.
No, just the opposite. You have to learn.
No, but that, again, the Gemara says, Gadol Talmud should maybe be Maisa. The Gemara said.
The Gemara wasn't discussing as far as which one you should do. The Gemara, Pashup Shat, I mean, especially if you don't in the Shultis, The Gemara is discussing what is the which is the greater reward. So the Gemara is discussing which is the greater reward. But according to him, he says that the when you get to the reward, you know, the Gemara is discussing kiyem. So if you don't have Rashi and Taivis, kiyem means kiyem all the mitzvahs. So the greater reward would be kiyem. In other words, kiyem is, I'm sorry, I didn't even say it right. In other words, kiyem is learning plus. So that's something else, but according to Rashi and Taisis.
Then that has, the, again, just to clarify, the question, you could really ask the question of the Shulchan Aruch Rav then from just the fact that the Shiltas learns that the statement of Gadol Talmud Shemeva de Maisa has relevance to Kadima, correct?
Okay, in other words, there's a fact that, I don't know if he has, but in other words, the Gemara asked the Kasha, from Rabbi Yochanan, who was doing Kadima, that's only in the Shiltas. And the Gemara's.
Answer. You see that the Gemara feels you need Gadol Talmud Shemevi L'dei Maisa to dictate that you should put the tefillin on first, correct? You should not put the tefillin on first.
Okay, we're the same question, maybe. Yes.
You're saying, Shamir, that the Gemara didn't need to cite Talmud de Maisa to ask the Kasha, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, that Torah is intrinsically better than a mitzvah?
Pashup shot, right. I mean, the Gemara is asking, I, Gadol Talmud Shemei de Maisa, and therefore, because of the fact that Gadol Talmud Shemei de Maisa, it should take Kadima.
Okay. You have a shver Shulchan Aruch Rav.
I mean, but Rabbi, that part of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is like that's the pashtus in the world, no? That Torah is the best. It's really just a kash on the Gemara in a way.
Kash on the Shiltas. It's a kash on the Shiltas. In other words, the Shiltas, okay. According to the Shiltas, we would have to say, In other words, it comes out, to put it and then to say it differently, there's two radical chidushim in the Shiltas, in the way you learn Parshat Shah in the Shiltas. The first radical chidush in the Shiltas is that he holds that teaching others is less than learning yourself. Because whatever the Svara is, and he doesn't agree with what the Shita says, and you have the mind of Mizakas Arabim. He somehow or another does not gyrase that mind of Mizakas Arabim. Okay, that's first kasha. But now we have like a second kasha on the Shiltas that granted, in other words, that why should he say that teaching others, for self goes self, teaching others is low gora than learning without maybe the day maisa. So why would tefillin have kadima on that? And it was, we always, right, I mean, I agree, we always, see, it's not so, I mean, we said it from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Without the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we would say that the svara of maybe the day maisa always applies. You know, in other words, it's not exactly, in other words, the normal way of saying it, you know, what people assume, is that maybe the Maisa always applies. So that's why Talmud Torah is always greater. The Shulchan Aruch Rav had to have his cake and eat it. He went ahead and said, maybe the Maisa is only to learn Halacha the Maisa. And there he makes a big, big pitch about learning Halacha the Maisa. He even says, Kachim and Tyrus would not be included in maybe the Maisa. If you learn Kachim and Tyrus, you don't get maybe the Maisa.
Even if you learn for the Zmana Besa Bezrat Hashem?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he's assuming, because it's part not yet. And then he's Gupa has this problem, so then it comes out that it's, you know, such a great mitzvah. So then he says, but still, it's greater than any other mitzvah. So it's not, you know, that's his own chiddush, because he has a Talmud Torah when it's not Nogeya Maisa, doesn't have maybe the day Maisa, So we had to make this point that there's a different, a lower dimension, that Tamei Torah is greater than all mitzvahs without Mevi'i D'Maisa. So then, the Chara, that's against the Shultas. Because the Shultas, or maybe Shabir is right too, is against the way the Shultas read the Gemara, because the Gemara was asking only Rabbi Yochanan based on Mevi'i D'Maisa.
The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a source, isn't it? Gemara talk about that El Yonavi saw someone in a cemetery or something. He asked him. He said, "Halavai, I knew the four chalakim that are lamaisa, and I don't know. We're not experts in kachim and taharas."
Yeah. So
I'm talking about there's a maisa.
Yeah. What does that prove?
Saying that seems to show that the kachim and taharas can't be considered lamaisa.
Okay, but it, not always. You know, the words Magana Maisa don't have to mean.
I remember the details of the Maisa. There was some story
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you know, he might have said he doesn't know Kachem and Tyrus. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have the words maybe they Maisa. You know, I don't know if they use that word there. And many people say it means Rossi HR, but the truth is the Rambam sounds like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it means Halacha and Maisa. It's definitely Mashma.
Maybe okay, the Mishnah Brura in his Hagdama to Chelek Gimel, he says even though there's a mitzvah to learn Kachim and Taros, you get the mitzvah, you still use the Ikra Limit, it's supposed to be Lemaisa, and then he goes on to say what's you have to learn Hilcha Shabbos. So he doesn't quote our Gemara, but he uses those words of Ikra Limit has to be Hamevi Lady Maisa.
Yeah, so it sounds like. And then it sounds like that he holds that maybe they might say it's Kipshuto, not the Barasi HR, Barasi HR Tavin. Yes.
Right.
Okay. So that, then he would have to say the Chaira. And then the problem is, so what level does that learning have when you don't have maybe they might say? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's still better than any other mitzvah. How do we have a Raya from this Gemara? Not like that. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. So we have these.
I'm sorry. Can Rabbi just say one more time how the way Rabbi said it over before, that there's two radical chedushim. Number one.
Yesterday we were focusing on that just on that the shulchan is against the Chofetz Chaim hashkafa. The Rishiva was a very big believer in that there's a mitzvah of Arbat HaSaira, and he definitely felt, you know, I gotta be careful what I say, but he definitely felt that a person who sits in Lakewood his whole life is not doing what's right. Is that he should have, those guys in Lakewood should leave Lakewood and better teach third grade. He definitely held that way.
If there's such an opportunity.
If he has an opportunity, right.
And he has the yecholos.
He has the capability.
Some of them may not be good teachers.
There's hashkafically, if you don't have the opportunity, you don't have the opportunity. But he felt that hashkafically, as far as what is the preference, you know, that the guy should be looking. The guy should, you know, he should send out his resume. He should take an HDAS course. He should go ahead and make an effort. Okay, there's not always opportunity, and life doesn't always work out the way we plan it, and et cetera, et cetera. But he definitely, Rashiva held that in theory, if you could, the mitzvah of teaching third grade would be daiva sitting in Lakewood for 50 years.
Right? That's also presuming as far as within the Lakewood mindset that it's a Shas Kinas, meaning that there really is.
Okay, but we did that with Rashiva Hell. Rashiva Hell that way.
I just mean to say we're in 2021 now. So
I don't think not so much change. You know, this was different 10 years ago. The world hasn't changed that much. Okay, anyway, so one Chiddush of the Shultz is that he disagrees with that Hashkafa. Now, but simple shot. Now, Rav Aaron is going to say that that's not shot in the Shultz, I think. So then he won't have to say he disagrees. But the simple reading of the Shultz is he disagrees with Rashiva's Hashkafa. Now the Shiva can hide behind Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Okay. He can hide behind the Shita that attacks the Shiltas. But the superficial pshat of the Shiltas is he says that your own learning takes precedence over teaching others. So therefore, you know, maybe sometimes you're mechuyev to teach others like any other mitzvah, but if it's bari yadcha, like, but if you're in Lakewood and there's no opportunity, you know, it's just like a mitzvah shi'ef shardei acherim, it's doichet tamatara, but you don't have to go look for the e'ef shardei acherim. So if I'm sitting in Lakewood, I shouldn't go look for an opportunity to teach, because inherently, the mitzvah of my own learning is a greater schus, according to the Shiltas, than teaching others. That will be the simple pshat. So there's one radical chiddush of the Shiltas that he disagrees with the simple Rosh Hashiva's Hashkafa, which is really what the Shita Megubet says asad him. Shita Megubet says, which is what, you know, Shamir quoted the Shita Megubet on the first days, that he says, but on the here and the re, no more than ask for all that minimum achem, trim is akas a rabbin. So the re is pointing out that there is a maida, a mizaka rabbin, and mizaka rabbin should take precedence. Poshib shat, the shiltas hold, no. The mitzvah of learning yourself is greater than the mitzvah of mizaka a rabbin. Right? So that's one radical Hashkafa, right, that they see from the Shiltas, that he holds that the mitzvah of learning yourself is greater than the mitzvah of learning teaching others, which is against, you know, and he's Guba arguing with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on that. You know, it's a very radical, big machlekes halacha. But we're saying now, today, that there's another major chiddush of the Shiltas. This the first chiddush is that he downplays the mitzvah of teaching others. Now there's another major chiddush that he actually downplays not teaching others, but he downplays learning when you don't have the svara, maybe the day ma'isa.
Right? If there is such a mitzvah. Completely
different point.
Right.
You know, the first chiddush of the Shiltas is that he's not as much machshev mizakas a rabbim as we thought. And now there's a second chiddush in the Shiltas that he's not so machshev Talmud Torah as much as we thought. He's only machshev the mevri de maisa of Talmud Torah. But a Talmud Torah in a vacuum without mevri de maisa, you know, he's basically making it downplaying. We always thought, like, you know, that the you have Talmud Torah without maybe the day Ma'isa, which heard there are many pashtas. If you don't say this, Yibrosi Yisar, Yibrosi Torah Tavlin, you know, when most of our learning is not maybe the day Ma'isa, but we always thought that we still have that Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, which the Shulchan Aruch Harav says beferish. He has to be downplaying that also, the Chayra.
Again, even in the Brasi Yitzhar Brasi Torah Tavlin Mahalik, it would still be grumma. Still be grumma as far as you're the person you're teaching. So I'm saying that. And then as far as
okay, that's fine. That's right. I'm okay with that. But it would still mean. But what about your own? You're learning. If you say, I'm fine. We're only asking on if you don't say that pshat. We're saying if you learn the pshat that maybe the day ma'isa means kipshuta, but you do mitzvahs, which sweet side is master from the Chafetz Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that. And it looks like that may from the Rambam to me. You know, that the Mevri de Maisa means you're going to keep the mitzvahs. So then, in a situation when you don't keep the mitzvahs, either because I know that Loch is already, there's something in the Shita talks about, when you know the Miri talks about that, when you know all that Loch is, or that the you're not learning something. Okay, halacha. So you wouldn't have the svara maybe the day ma'isa. So then the shiltas is putting down the chashivas of that Talmud Torah.
And the chayr, we can't wiggle out of it by saying this. Maybe the shiltas goes with the Barasi Yitzhahara camp and doesn't agree with the Shulchan Harav. Because if you say that, then I don't see how you could address what we asked yesterday, that when you're teaching others, you're learning yourself.
But anyway, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I don't think that was not a machlekes. You know, like we don't like making machlekes in the Rosh Hashiva, is putting them into the, that's like a modern day machlekes. What does it mean? Maybe, I don't say modern day, but you know that, but that's not a, it's not, we don't find that machlekes anywhere in the Rishayim. It's I know that the Minchas Shlomo, Minchas, who is it? The Rav Steinman. What's Rav Steinman?
Ayala Shachar?
What does it say from Gemara?
Ayala Shachar.
Maybe it was him, or maybe it was. So he says this in one of his Akdamas, I think that one of his Svarim, that it means maybe they might go to Barasi Yitzhar. But it's not like, you don't find it in the early Svarim. It's not like I'm not familiar. Shukha, you know. So I would be very unhappy to start breaking a machlekes in the Rishayim in that machlekes. I don't know. I just wouldn't be inclined to do that. You know, we don't find. Okay.
I mean, the pasuk, Lisa, and within Tosos seems to be having an approach here that with limud, you just don't have ma'isa bichlal. It's not a ma'isa without having a limud. And that's maybe they ma'isa because it's nishkin ma'isa if you don't have limud. It's a, you know, I'm saying, putting aside barasi yitzhar barasi torah tavlin. Tosos is in his explaining the gemara. Tosos and the rabbi Tom explaining the gemara's question is saying
that you can't get ma'isa without limud. Okay, because you can't get there. And I'm saying it's not a ma'isa, just you won't do it.
It's all right.
Let's look at this sheet. Okay, let's look at this sheet. So I know what are we supposed to start? Let's start with the easy one first. The easy one is the kudus, right? What could be more easy than that? So this is the Amuzer Vayira. Amuzer Yesh Lestapik. You have a suffix. You see that by teaching somebody else, you're going to have to bat to a lot. So, Perik Kamen the Baba Basra. Right? In other words, he's learning the Machlekes, Shultas, and Rashi Kipshuto. The shilt is gadol tamatara di day mi maisa. Umaisa gadol mi tamatara da chayram. He's understanding the shilt is mamish simple pshan the shilt is. And therefore he's saying that if by teaching the guy's kosher to oven, so I shouldn't do it. It's going to hurt my learning. If it's not going to hurt my learning because mi tamida yoyser mi kulam, so then, very good, because you get your own learning also. But here you have a Talmud who is kosher oven. So you don't have the svara mitalmida yoyse mikudam. So then, according to the shultas, he says you shouldn't do it. But that's Rashi, godot tamatar dacher mitamatar diday. Right, so he's learning mamish kipshuto that it would come out in Afkamina. I mean, I assume that, I don't know, he doesn't pick a case of when you're teaching younger kids, but I assume it would be the same thing. But he picks a case of an Afkamina if you're teaching someone who is very weak. Now, I don't understand him at all. Why not?
What about the Rapreza Gemara?
Yeah, like what does he do? It's like a Beferish Gemara, not like him.
No, that's Eif Shoy de Echerim. I understand, that's Eif Shoy de Echerim.
Okay, so he's talking about a case where it's not, in other words, he's talking about it's after the Acherim.
Or he has to be, no? And so otherwise, what's he talking?
In other words, okay, maybe, in other words, if there's a need, in other words, you're saying that about that he would agree that if there's a need, then you have to do it as Yeshua de Acherim. So when he says, so Shamir, I know he doesn't say that, but you're making, you know, kipte means, and there's somebody else that will teach the person. You know, he doesn't say that.
I'm saying he's not arguing with the concept of mitzvah, you know. Saying
that, I know, maybe because he holds that teaching is not like a mitzvah. You know, he doesn't say that he's talking about when you read him.
Okay. Rabbi, chesed sheyef shere de'acherim. It's hard to hear that teaching right. Torah is not a good enough chesed. So Rabbi Shamir, so that you're really that makes the shiltas much less radical, no, in terms of being anti Chavetz Chaim.
No, of course, the
Shultz
is only talking about
what it is. Here, I didn't have it.
I would also make the point that the fact Rebbe raised the question of teaching kids. Theoretically, by teaching kids, he's not entertaining a Shaila, because then you have Talmud Torah de Rabbim. Maybe that then you have the spark of Imam of Talmud Torah de Rabbim.
So again, so you want to say, I mean, it doesn't sound that way from the way he's writing, but okay. In other words, you want to say that this person wrote in this sefer that according to the shiltas, if you're teaching someone who's kosher lahavin, so you shouldn't do it. So the question is, what about Rav Preda? That's the question on him. So you want to make a nukimta, which okay, I don't see him in his word, but okay, maybe is that Rav Preda, there was no one else to do it. He was the star mechanech. No one else would obviously have the patience to teach 400 times. And when this sefer, Hamuzer Vayira, says that you shouldn't teach if you're going to be mekos, you're going to be mevato, because he's a kosher lahavin, that's only if there's someone else that's going to do it.
Or if it has to be Bala Yodo. I mean, if the guy seeks you out, then you need to teach him. But that's Bala Yodo. But instead of the guy, you wouldn't seek out to teach such a person.
Okay, that could be. In other words, but pray though, the guy was here. The guy was here. It's different. Maybe he's talking about not when the person's here. In other words, you're talking, give it a Chavero. You know, should you volunteer? Should I go over? Now, that could be. That could fit right into his lashon. In other words, you have a guy. I'm walking down the street, and I meet a guy who doesn't know too much. So should I offer my services to say, you know, or listen, keep your mouth shut.
So if you know no one else is going to do it, if you know no one else is going to teach him, then isn't that Yef Shad Echer? Yef Shad Echer means only when he asks you to please teach me?
If I see an
old person who needs help crossing the street and they didn't ask me, and no one is there, that's Yef Shad Echer.
The opportunity to teach him has to be there. You don't have to seek the opportunity to teach him. If there's an opportunity to teach him, yeah, then you have to do it.
Okay, here.
Rashiva never said that they're asking for us. Rashiva never said they're asking for us. He said they're waiting for us.
They're probably degrees.
That's also, if you talk about Tino Krishna's boat, it's a whole different thing.
Okay, but I don't know. Let's say you have to go. Okay, I hear. I don't know.
There's no difference like by a student, like Yava says, make students. There's no difference if someone's your Talmud, how much time you should invest in him. It has the same halachos to a Talmud of any other Talmud Torah versus your own.
Yeah, I don't know. So we would say that once is it that I prayed that was different because of the Talmud already. Okay, I don't know.
Theoretically, right. It says v'shinantam levanecha. I mean, it could be they need to be already bedargas banecha to be.
Okay, I don't know.
What does Rabbi think?
Yeshiva always quoted about the Gra, that the Gra's father told him, right, that the Gra's told him not to learn medicine. Because if he would learn medicine, he would have to go out and cure people, and then he would be able to learn. But he's not mechuyev to learn medicine so he can go cure people. So it could be the same idea. It's like this, there's like a certain point that it's not biyotzva yet. You know, there is like that's not the gross, it's not called Efshadacherim. The person is sick. I could learn medicine, and the gross would have been the greatest doctor. So if he would have learned medicine, then it would have been an EF Shardai Acherim. He would have had to go out and help everyone and save everyone's life. And then he would never have become the God Adar. So his father told him not to learn medicine. But it wasn't Mukhliyev to go learn medicine. So maybe Shamir is saying like something like that, that he's that the Musar of Ahir is talking about, because it's not yet Bali Yotcha. You don't have to go out to find that situation. Maybe that's what he will be saying. So by Rapprad Perda, it's already body yado. You started teaching the guy, you took him out as a Talmud. The Talmud is motivated, he wants to learn, he meets 400 times. So maybe that would be even the Shultis would agree that would be called after the Acherim. But if the guy is learning in Lakewood, and in Lakewood, you know, going back to our example, and there's no opportunities in Lakewood to go ahead and teach Torah, and Amai, he could move down to Phoenix, Arizona, right? I don't know. So that already is probably not called Bodhiyado, and that's not called Efshar, that's not called that body other, you know, right? By Sheru Sham, there is no opportunity of teaching Torah. So there the Shultis would seemingly say that you should better learn yourself, right? That's what he seems to be saying. It seems that if I can, what he's doing is he's limiting the Shultis to a case where you're not going to gain from teaching. If the Shultis would agree, if by teaching you yourself gain, that's a different story, because that's Bechad. Tamid HaYoseh Mikulam. So what he's doing is he's pointing out that the Shultis, because the Shultis of Svara is only in a situation where you don't have the Svara, Tamid HaYoseh Mikulam. That is a limitation of the Shultis. You know, in a situation where you have Tamida Yeshem Mikulam, so the Shultis wouldn't say what he said. He's only Shultis is talking about a case. We don't have that star. Rabbi Yechon apparently did not have that star in this case of Tamida Yeshem Mikulam for whatever reason. Okay. All right. Let's try and read this from Aaron. All right. Rav Aaron is not so easy.
Who is limiting that
chiddush
to the
Shultis? The Musar V'Ayira. Because he takes the Shultis, he's bringing the Shultis, but he only applies it to a case if you're learning with a person, Shukasha Lahavin. Why do you have to say there, even if a person is not a Kasha Lahavin? The Shultis said that your learning takes precedence over someone else's learning. So why does he limit the Why does he only talk about a person who's kosher l'avin? So Terence says, because he's not a kosher l'avin, then you have the svara amitamida yaiser mikulam. Once you have the svara amitamida yaiser mikulam, So the Shultz would agree because you're getting your own learning.
Would that mean going to a greater distance, like Phoenix, Arizona, or would it mean teaching?
No, I don't know about going. I don't know. Maybe they're doing it. So you should go ahead and go to Phoenix, Arizona, because you want for your own learning. Yeah.
But so where would the machlokes be?
Machlokes would be if it'd be a situation. We don't have Talmidei Yosef Mikulam.
That's what I'm saying. This could be that teaching third grade, he would say he's not Talmidei Yosef.
Yeah, not everyone. Definitely many people would not say that teaching third grade is not Talmidei Yosef Mikulam. That doesn't mean that there's no dimension of Talmidei Yosef Mikulam. But I don't know whether how much, in other words, at what expense. In other words, you do get a little bit of Talmidei Yosef Mikulam, but at the other hand, you know, many hours you don't get Talmidei Yosef Mikulam.
That puts the Shultz in line with a lot more with the yeshivish world, basically, where they do Kirov, but local Kirov or whatever it is. So that's, no?
Yeah.
I think Shalom Torah Centers of New Jersey.
The yeshivish world is following something like the Shultz with a caveat of Ramosha, supposed Ramosha. I don't know. I didn't see I don't remember that they said there's some din he's supposed to give Meiser. Right? That's what they're always quoting. And Ramosha said.
They go one night a week
Supposedly, they quoted Ramosha that there's a din of, just like you're supposed to give Meiser Ksafim, you're supposed to give Meiser of your time. So even though the Shultz is right, you know, there's that your own learning takes precedence, but you have to give up a miser of your own. You give up a miser of your own in money, and you give up a miser of your own learning, even though your own learning is better, but to give miser.
That's Cole guys going to do Kirov one night a week in the
Yes, that seems to be what a lot of accepted in the world.
That's an Eretz Yisrael. In America, Lakewood people are doing Kirov just in New Jersey or wherever it is local. I mean,
In Eretz Yisrael, I haven't been in New York. In Eretz Yisrael, that's very common. They talk about this Meiser business. Meiser.
A lot of organizations that focus on this.
What?
A lot of organizations that focus on sending the Kol guys to the Shtachim one night a week or whatever it is.
I don't know, but I know that's what they talk about. You have to give Meiser. And the Shiva did not agree with that. The Shiva held that, he went with Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. There's a greater mitzvah. So it's not giving nicer. The whole reason why you're learning is because you want the mitzvah, and this is a greater mitzvah. So why would you do nicer?
How come Loisamed al Damariacha does not play into their calculation?
What?
How come Loisamed al Damariacha does not play into the calculation?
I don't know. I'm not so bucky in the psukim. Is that what it means to Pshuto? I don't know. Okay, anyway, Pshuto definitely had a different Shita, you know, than the world.
I was just I was just recently speaking to some Lakewood guys. It seemed that their Shita was that Enechanami learned to go out and teach is better. It's just, they hold, you know, you should learn until you could, and then when the time comes, you should go out and learn. But they didn't seem so far off, meaning that it seems like they held it. Yeah, at one point you should go out and teach it. You could.
Okay, I suspect there's no one shita. Depends which guy you speak to. I don't know.
Right, no, there's guys. I mean, some guys were quoting from Shmuel Kamenetsky, other guys. I mean, that was just like that's how it seemed to me.
It depends probably who you speak to. I don't say there's no, you know, I would agree. I asked Rav Shmuel, what's his name, Rabbi Shmuel, first, this question. And he told me, of course, everyone else is supposed to have Batsa Sara. So I said, so how come in Lakewood they're not going out? He says, they don't go out because they can't get any jobs. That's what he said.
Yeah, they can't all get. Yeah. Not willing to take every job either.
That's what he said. But I don't think that's, for sure, not an Eretz Yisrael, and I don't think I don't think that's what I think.
In America, though, the situation has changed a lot. Here in Phoenix, we have five guys who went to Chavetz Chaim, and a lot of guys who learned in Lakewood and Eretz Yisrael and lots of other places, and they're living in Phoenix, Arizona, because they want to do Kirov out of town. So it's, the world has changed a lot over the last 20, 30 years.
Okay, I didn't say, we're not knocking other yeshivas, Chas v'Shalom, but
I would use as a raya ledover that I'm only white straw hat.
You can't
get a raya
from Phoenix either, because you're talking about hundreds and thousands of people. So of course, in hundreds of thousands of people that are in Lakewood, there's always going to be yechidim. You know that there are many people that they don't have the zisflesh to sit and learn all day. It's not easy to sit and learn for your whole life. Is an extremely difficult thing. I'm not sure if I could do it. You know, it's an extremely difficult thing. You know, at some point you start getting tired. So obviously there are people that are going out to other yeshivas. Even now I'll see our brother Tzaira Shabbat, because it's not necessarily because they hold it's better than learning, it's because, you know, they wanna do, you know, they're not ready to sit and learn. But there seems to be a hashkafa in the yeshivish world of many places that if you could, then you better, you should. You know, I tell the guys, if you could sit and learn your whole life, then it's better to sit and learn your whole life.
The guy on the pedestal is the guy, 60-year-old Kol guy.
Right, that's the goal. And then I know told that there was the guy, and it's a teacher here in Beis Yaakov in Miami, which is where my daughters go, who said that to the girls. You know, the ultimate goal that you should be aiming for is to get a husband who sits and learns his whole life and doesn't go out to teach. But yeah, then if you can't get that, so then, okay, so let him go to Lakewood, and then, okay, eventually you'll have to, you know, whatever will have to be. Either I have to go teach or I have to go work, you know, but that's the ultimate goal was he should sit and learn his whole life.
Where did Reb Aaron get that cheetah from? He went to Slabaka too.
We don't know if it's from Reb Aaron. We don't know, but let's try and learn here. It's not just because it's in a lot of people in Lakewood today. When we went to Rav Ruderman and we asked Rav Ruderman some question, Rav Ruderman told us that a lot of shittas that people blame in Rav Aaron is not Rav Aaron. He said what he said. I mean, I heard that with my own ears. It's on the tape, the illegal tape. I think it's on the tape there.
Rabbi, the Rishiva told us.
From what I heard, it's not what Byron said.
The Rishiva told us very clearly back after the war, there was a strong push to send guys out young. That push was promoted by Aaron Cutler. Right, he argued with Aaron Cutler. Aaron held, you should send the guys out 21, 22 years old because it's a shas sakana and we need to send them out. And he argued with Aaron, and Aaron respected because he was following his father. But Aaron was behind the sheet to send people out young.
Okay, I hear. So the Mesa, I don't know. Anyway, that's messed up, but but I were getting off. I want to actually learn. I want to talk hashkaf. But the Mesa, so the what we're saying, the Shilta Shita seems to be, especially, I mean, the Muslim here says at the Farish that your own learning takes precedence, but only in a situation where there's a Shfir Talmud. If you have a good Talmud, so then it's, forget me, tell me that you speak to it. Okay. Now, the Mishnah's Rav Aaron seems to have a different shot in the Shiltas. I don't know if we're going to have the chance to figure it out today. It's already running late. But let's try and start reading this and see what he's saying. Okay, the third line. Cause of David the shame of Shiltas. The log are seen in cloud, but up the Rav Yechla, Fido, Kim, Armina, Limit, Lo, Armina. And a goras of monarchs to one of Mavarek, Father Amarle, the Sulan. Now, Zed, Primor, hey, Koyok, many after in Kodem, Shoyomer, Mishmaisa, the Limigan, Misa, never God, the Liman. Mishani, or the Mikmar, like Mure, the Mikmar, Ashe, Liman, Adif, Shimavi, the Misa, Mure, and Achem, no other, Adkan. Okay. So comes along Rav Aaron and says, the Efsher. The gam la shilta is moed in egmuri adet. Oh. Shere amru, tera le lamda zu tera shel chesed. So he's saying, basically, that to say that the shilta also has to agree that Torah of Chesed is greater. There's a special Maida of Torah of Chesed. So that's, I mean, I'm not sure if it's in what that in Nikuda is, that our but is that Zikui Rabim or is it the Chesed Shevoah? But he says it's a Gemara in Sukkah that there's a, that the highest level is Torah Shel Chesed. So Avada, the Shotas, is not going to argue with that Gemara in Sukkah. So then
what does that mean, Torah Shel Chesed?
When you Torah, when you teach, the Gemara says, I forgot the Gemara. Anyone remember the Gemara? There's a pasuk. It's in the Ashes, you know, Torah Chesed al Rishayna. Is that the pasuk? I don't remember the pasuk. The Gemara says that there's, when a person learns for the sake of teaching, that's Torah Shel Chesed. When you learn without the purpose of teaching, that's not Torah Shel Chesed. I think the Gemara is a kasha. I think, I don't know the Gemara on it. They asked what's trying that pasuk, Torah Chesed.
What? The Gemara asks what Torah is not Shel Chesed.
So right. What does that mean? Pasuk says Torah Chesed. Well, you know, like that's a repetitive. Because every Torah is Chesed to the world. You're making the, so what's special Torah is Chesed? So the Gemara answers that when you're learning for the purpose of teaching, or when you're teaching, that's a extra madrega of Torah is Chesed. So you see from the Gemara in Sukkah that learning for teaching is on a higher level. So how can the Shotas, so Rav Aaron says that the Shotas can't disagree with that. Right. Now, I don't know, we read the Shotas, he did, and the Shita, seemingly, you know, also clearly read the Shotas that way, because the Shita asked on the Shotas, I seek a Rabbin. So, but so Rav, I don't know if Rav Aaron's arguing the Shita, I don't know. But he's saying that the Shotas, Mistama, would also agree that that when you learn for teaching, that's greater, because you have Torah's Chesed. And we're not discussing what's a greater schar. We're only discussing kedima. Kedima means when you're anyway going to do both, which one should you do first? Miko then talmid o ma'isa. In other words, here, Rabbi Yechanan is doing both. He's not saying, I'm not going to teach you because I'm too busy learning. Of course, he's going to teach. Of course, and teaching is greater than learning. But the question is, kedima, right? So that's Rav Aaron is changing the hope shot in the Gemara. And it's pretty radical. He's changing the hope shot in the Shiltas, right? Because we learned the Shiltas, that the Shiltas is discussion, just like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Deshaida was, which is a bigger mitzvah? Because according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it was a shaida of praising the person Acher Misa. So according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it's clear the shaida was, what's a greater mitzvah? And they came out that teaching is a greater mitzvah. So we thought that the Shotas is the same basic hashkafa. The issue is the same basic issue, which is a greater mitzvah. And he's arguing, he's saying, no, teaching is a, learning is a greater mitzvah. Rav Aaron is saying that once the Shiltas changes the case and that the Gemara is not discussing anymore what you say at the Hesped, but they're discussing Shad and Rav Yechanan's behavior, then the subject becomes changed. The subject is not what's a bigger mitzvah, because of course, teaching is a greater mitzvah. Even the Shiltas would agree to that. The subject is, what do you do in kedima? When you have to do two things, which one should you do first? Right? And that's how he's reading. Are you people okay? Now, the problem is, it's very hard to think about what he
says. What does that mean, which one you do first? Obviously, you need to learn before you can teach.
Rav Yechanan was in a situation. He wanted to put on fill-in, and he wanted to answer their question. He didn't want to spend 50 hours teaching. He just had a one-minute question. Someone had some one-minute question to ask Rav Yechanan, Right, Rabbi Yochanan, they had to ask him halacha shayin of halacha, shayin of pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan had two mitzvahs. Each mitzvah will take 5 minutes to do. 2 minutes to do. Now he got the question is which one should he do first? So we're not discussing which one is a greater mitzvah. We're discussing which one has kedima. Now, l'chaira, I would think that whichever one is greater, you do first. That's what I would think.
We already discussed previously that it could be that that's not true. It could be mitzias is you one of them is greater, but you still have to do the other one.
Yeah, but that's if you're assuming because it's ef shardei acherim and you're mechuyev to do it. But over here, l'chaira, that's I agree with you. But that over here, we're talking about that he's going to end up doing both. So in other words, in a situation where you're only doing one, so then there's such a din, that's the Taz, and we did the Taz, that even though, I think we did, I don't even remember what we did anymore, that even though Torah is greater, but you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah she'ef shardei acher. But here-
That's what we said, you said when you saved the person, you said, better I should have gone the other way.
Right, that's the Taz. But here Rav Yochanan is going to do both. So there's no svara, he's going to do both. The only question is, once you're going to do both, which one should you do first? So if you would have asked me, it's pasha, you should do first, whichever one's a greater mitzvah. Why should you do the greater mitzvah first? Which is not like, that's not what Rav Aaron is saying. Rav Aaron is saying that Rav Yochanan really held that teaching Torah is a greater mitzvah. But in the Gemara comes out that learning, that teaching is on the bottom. That's the Gabi, the Din Kedima. The Gabi, Din Kedima, it doesn't have a Din Kedima. It's on the bottom of the rung as far as Kedima is.
So then how does that fit into maybe Lidei Misa? Lima Lidei Misa?
I don't know. We'll have to... But I'm just trying to give it structure. We're gonna have to read this again tomorrow. I think the way he's learning is that as far as mitzvah, what's a bigger mitzvah? Teaching Torah is definitely a bigger mitzvah. But as far as kedima does not go by what's a greater mitzvah. Kedima is somehow contingent on maybe they might say, we'll have to read his piece. We'll have to read it. And therefore the Gemara's conclusion is that even though when it comes to which mitzvah is greater, you should go ahead and teaching is greater, but when it comes to kedima, teaching is last.
And he's reading this into the shilters?
Isn't the Gemara in Kedushin saying that the reason why you're doing Talmud is because Talmud is gadol? It's not donning which one's kodim, it's donning which one's gadol. The Gemara is inferring from that dictates kedima.
Okay, I don't know whether he's learning that pshat in Kedushin, but there's a pnei Yeshua in Kedushin. It says such an idea also in Kedushin. When the Gemara meant Gadol, the Gemara was discussing Kedima. So I don't know. The Pnei Yeshua, but not in Kedushin, right here. The Pnei Yeshua.
It's Gadol Hachiyah. It's so close, that's Gadol Hachiyah. Even the Pnei Yeshua, he's saying that the Gemara is dying, that which Chiyav is greater? The Chiyav of learning greater or the Chiyav of Maisa greater?
I mean, he says the Gemara was dying at what Gadol as far as what you should do first.
But that's the nafkamina of the Chiyav being greater, is that therefore which one takes precedence over the other? But
I don't know. Okay.
This reading of Rabaran, is that going into the Shiltas?
He's putting this into the Shiltas. Rabaran has we'll have to read this tomorrow.
But that makes me the difference.
Rav Aaron is learning a completely different shah on the shelters. Rachik Mizra from Ma'ariv, from the way we understood the shelters. He's arguing, that's why I like the fact that we did this most of our year, so that we shouldn't get depressed. I think we learned wrong shah on the shelters. He's arguing with most of the world. The Bosh of shah on the shelters is not like Rav Aaron. But Rav Aaron you know, he was a Sabaka Jew, anyway, I don't know if that's what I'm saying, but Mavarin did not want the Shiltas to be against the basic Ashkafa that Talmud teaching is greater than your own learning. So he's switching that. The way we learned
about should we plaster this rubber iron around Lakewood?
Okay, I don't know. Let's first read it, and then we can worry about plastering. But the Rav Aaron is changing Shon and the Shiltas. So okay, we'll have to see. But I as of yet, I don't understand because we'll have to figure out. And this is it's not so easy. I tried reading Rav Aaron, and not so easy. What the criteria of Kadima is based on? What are you based? He says the Gemara's discussion here is not what's greater, but discuss on Kadima. So what factor? Then a very interesting Shaita in Rav Aaron. It's a new topic that we never discussed. What factors go into play when determining Kadima? If you have two mitzvahs and you're going to do both of them, how do you determine which one you're supposed to do first? So I would have said you do the bigger for one first because of Zrizim Makdim and Amitzvahs and Harbe Katigari and Mikanda Gicham, and you never know if something might happen that you won't be able to do both. So therefore, on Zrizim Makdim, do the bigger one first. That's what I would have said.
And maybe unless it's a Mitzvah Overis. Unless it's
right. Because then you have a Hechluk you have to do. Right, but assuming they're both not mitzvah bearers, like in our situation, Rabbi Yochanan had two mitzvahs, he could have done both, and they were both able to wait, either putting on tefillin or answering the question. Right, if it's a mitzvah bearers, and of course you do the mitzvah bearers first, because that's the only one you can get both. But if it's not a mitzvah bearers, so I would have always thought that you do the greater one first because of the svara of you never know. You never know what's going to happen. So chaparai the greater one. Don't be so confident, you know, that you're going to guarantee get the next one. Is who can, no one has a guarantee. You know, Chas V'Shalom, the person could die in a minute. Who knows?
But we're saying there isn't a mitzvah where every minute of the tefillin is not another mitzvah.
I don't know. That it's a good question, but that's not a question on the Shiltas. We asked that question. What's according to the Shiltas, what was the whole Gemara's Kasha? From Rav Yochanan, maybe Rav Yochanan put on tefillin first because he figured that this way he gets more mitzvahs in the grand total because he'll get both plus an extra 10 minutes of tefillin. I assume the answer for that Kasha is because if he would have answered their guy's question sooner, maybe they would have also gone and learned for an extra 10 minutes. So, you know, they had to get back to yeshiva. I don't know where they had to go. So the either way, that's what I assume. I really don't know. In other words, it wasn't the question of either one, whichever one you do first, there was no preference. She would have answered the question first, so they'll be able to go home and learn 10 minutes more. If you put on fill-in first, you wear 10 minutes more, it's fill-in. So it's equal. But I don't know. Someone said we said they asked that question. I just don't remember who. Right, Shamir's my bucket. Who asked that question?
Which question? I apologize. I'm juggling lots of things over here.
Yeah, playing with your baby after that. the question is that what's the Rav Yochanan? What's the Gemara's right from Rav Yochanan? Maybe you put on fill-in first to get an extra 10 minutes of fill-in.
The Talmidei Rabbi Natan Rabbi Elazar, perhaps saying that.
Okay. I just saw today, let's stop. I just saw today there's a
anything safer. Anything that Talmidei Rabbi Natan Rabbi Elazar doesn't say?
I want to finish. There's a safer, and where's the safer? At my table somewhere. The safer, I picked it up today. I don't know what happened, it disappeared. I know I lost it. Now the safer, Chai is a Chuvis. I don't know what happened to it. Okay, never mind. There's a someone from Israel, a Kana. He has a Shina. When you get dressed in the morning, do you put on your tzitzis before you put on your underwear? That's a Shina. And he says yes. And he says, you don't want to You want to get an extra minute of tzitzis. That's what he said.
You got to be standing when you put your tzitzis on.
Sefer Kana B'Shem. Actually, that was Kana B'Shem. It's someone in the name of Rav Meir. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry.
Isn't that an issue of tznius there, as far as Megal Erva?
That's the Shaina. So it comes out that the mitzvah of getting the mitzvah of tzitzis an extra minute earlier is deicha the mitzvah of tznius. So he says you should put on the tzitzis first. So that's what Dr. Gawant is saying, is that by putting the tefillin first, you got an extra 10 minutes of tefillin. So you got to be, just like he's saying, you should put on your tzitzis first. You got to get the extra minute of tzitzis. Okay, anyway, but let's wait till tomorrow. That's great till tomorrow. This is, so we'll try and read Rav Aaron tomorrow. And this is, it's taking us into a whole new topic, which is, you know, we're not going to spend much time. We'll just spend one day, and then I think that's where we'll move on to a new sugya.
Rebbe, maybe he means, like I was saying, as far as the Pnei Yeshua, that the question of Kadima is which is a greater chi of mutal on you?
Okay, let's wait. We know, listen. But tomorrow I want to finish the sugya last day, hopefully. And then we'll have to move on to something new completely.